This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Macht, M like Mary, A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Grandy, G-R-A-N-D-Y. Date of birth, July 3rd, 1957. Dear Miss Macht, M-A-C-H-T, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Grandy with stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and rheumatoid arthritis. Her last visit was February 20th of this year. She has gained 7 pounds over the last 6 months. She's had a lot of nasal drainage, ear pain, sore throat that started in March of this year, and she's tried several different medications, nasal sprays, but nothing has worked especially well. She does use her CPAP machine and device regularly, but there was a notice on the machine saying that it is still working, but it does need to be replaced. So possibly she's not getting enough pressure, or it's just time to replace the machine. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, no sputum production, no recent upper respiratory infection other than the nasal drainage and the sore throat. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. Also, hydroxychloroquine is 200 milligram twice a day. Sulfasalazine, S-U-L-F-A-S-A-L-A-Z-I-N-E, 500 milligram twice a day. In addition to other routine medications and her insulin. Physical examination, weight 236 pounds, pulse 74, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 152 over 88. Her neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, no ascites, non-tender, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 8th of 2023, and her creatinine had jumped quite a bit. She had been running 1.8, and a year ago 2.0 was the highest creatinine we have, but we had August 8th, we have 2.32 with estimated GFR of 23. So that has made quite a change, and the patient is really not sure why, other than she believes the allergy symptoms might have had something to do with it. Her electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.3, albumin 4, calcium's 8.7, hemoglobin 11.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, currently stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We are going to have her check her labs in 1 month and possibly monthly thereafter, depending on the findings. We're hoping that she will restabilize at her baseline of 1.6 to 1.8 creatinine. Two, hypertension, and she is slightly hypertensive today. We have asked her to take blood pressures at home every other day and then call us with the report within the next 1 to 2 weeks. Three, rheumatoid arthritis, no current exacerbation. Four, diabetic nephropathy. She will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.